Good morning, it's Friday, July 23rd. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Mainly sunny with a high of 80 degrees. Mostly clear in the evening with a low of 57 degrees. A soldier from Joint Base Lewis-McChord who died near Mount St. Helens is being remembered as an exceptional soldier and leader. Hikers spotted the body of 25-year-old Brian Yang Wednesday afternoon on a ridge near Mount Whittier. The Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office say he fell about 200 feet down a very steep embankment. Yang was a platoon leader assigned to the 513th Transportation Company. A JBLM spokesperson says his absence has left us all devastated and our sincerest condolences go out to the family, friends, and soldiers affected by this tragedy. It might be the end of the road for a planned $200 million resort near Mount Rainier. Pierce County's hearing examiner rejected a request to reconsider his cancellation of a complex permit. The backers of the Mount Rainier Resort at Park Junction held a long-running permit with 100 conditions and periodic status review hearings. The county and hearing examiner determined those backers missed development milestones set for the site. The developers might still appeal the determination. The project is a 400-acre destination resort between Elby and Ashford that would include a golf course, a 270-room hotel and more. The city of Tacoma is considering two possible sites for a new homeless shelter. One property is a 13,000-square-foot empty lot at 8208 Pacific Avenue in the South End. It could serve between 20 and 25 people. The second site is an undeveloped 33,000-square-foot site near 3901 33rd Street Northeast in Northeast Tacoma. Staff believe it could serve 40 to 50 people. Tacoma Public Utilities owns both sites, which were identified in a search of 700 publicly owned properties earlier this year. A city spokesperson says staff members are currently evaluating the locations. Plastic isn't the only type of bag affected by the return of a statewide ban. When Washington's restriction of single-use plastic bags kicks in on October 1, customers who opt to use the store's paper bags will see a fee. The law will require the store to charge 8 cents per bag. But the charge isn't a tax. The business keeps the money as an incentive for customers to bring their own reusable bags. A solid waste management spokesperson says there are no exceptions, but a news release from the state says those receiving food or government assistance are not subject to the charge. Ever wonder about the boat hanging above I-5 in Tacoma? It's often seen dangling from a crane in the middle of the construction site near the Puyallup River Bridge. A State Department of Transportation spokesperson says the boat is for the crew working on the final portion of the Tacoma-Pierce County HOV program that began in 2019. The southbound Puyallup River Bridge on I-5 is expected in fall of 2021. The boat helps the crew install temporary pilings for the platform used to help build the bridge. It's also used for maintaining and updating water monitoring systems in the river. Join us at noon for a live Q&A with Seattle Kraken reporter Lauren Kirschman. She'll be answering your questions right in the middle of the NHL draft process, and talk all things hockey with Seattle Seahawks reporter and hockey fan, Greg Bell. RSVP for the event at www.thenewstribune.com. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit dntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day!